the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
Back to the Darren Copeland Experience.
I quit. I am sick. See, this is why I'm so sick and tired about baseball writers. I'm sick and tired of all this conventional wisdom telling me how bad the Rockies are.
They're not saying that the Rockies are bad. What they're saying
they are.
Is this is a fluke.
How is it a fluke?
Because the Rockies have gone out to big starts before and then fallen
back. They've never gone out to a big start like this. Ever. Ever.
Not like this, but close.
This ever.
Is not the first time they've won 20 games. In their first 35
so,
games.
So their April was the third best April in Rockies history.
Okay, third best. So
third
you're
best.
Telling me they've never done this before, but this is only the third
in
best.
In April, but then they've gone on to do more, and this is the best start in
yeah,
Rockies
I
history.
I understand this is the best start in Rockies history, but this is not like this is the first time they've gotten off to fast starts. They have done this before, and they have crumbled as the season has gone on.
It's just different, man.
You say it's different.
It's different.
But it may not be different.
Okay, well, here's why it's different. Who's our ace?
I have no idea who our ace is.
Yeah, John Gray, and he's injured.
Okay.
Injured.
So?
So, and the Rockies are still winning. Do you realize that Hoffman, who's pitching now, okay, they got in the trade with Tulowitzki.
Yeah.
Okay, is the fourth straight rookie to pitch for the Colorado Rockies. And if everything goes to plan, it looks like they've gone 3-1 in those particular games.
Okay. You're going to throw numbers at me.
I'll throw tons of them.
But that means nothing.
The Rockies
nothing.
Are different
it
this year.
It means nothing.
The Rockies are different this year.
Okay.
The Rockies are different this year.
Okay. You can keep saying that, but it doesn't mean anything.
Hey, Fuzz.
The Rockies are different this year.
See, even you are believing it now.
No, I'm not believing it. I'm just parroting your stupid comments because it doesn't
Rockies
matter.
Rockies are different.
We're less than 40 games in.
Big Fuzz,
you
Rockies
cannot
are different.
Tell me that, oh, well, this proves that they are going to go to the playoffs and
no,
win the National
here's
League
what
West,
I'm telling you. Here's what
great.
I'm telling you. Sensatella's first...
What happens if Sensatella just suddenly
What happens if
out?
A meteor hits the Earth tomorrow?
Then it doesn't matter if they're great or not. You are just... You're Pollyanna-ing this thing, and
no,
it's not
No, I am not a Pollyanna wrong. Guy. I just believe that the Rockies are different this year, and they have a... Okay, so Colorado University football in 1989, 1990... Mm-hmm. Was mean. They were just mean.
Yeah.
They were a mean.
Yes, I know.
Mean.
I was there.
Yes. Okay. I get the same feeling out of this Rockies team that they're just, I mean, they're nice enough guys, but there is a, like, they have no, respect for the other team.
They seem to have a mental toughness. You're putting me in a position of having to
defend the Rockies because they look great. Rockies look great.
All I ask is that you be at least, have a semblance of realism. Be a little realistic and understand that this is a long season.
Okay.
And no matter how well the Rockies are doing now, they could just as easily do this.
Who's
badly.
The hottest team in baseball right now?
Nationals.
No, the Dodgers.
Oh, Dodgers. Okay.
What,
Dodgers.
What's happening to the Dodgers right now?
They're losing 10-0.
Yeah.
And they
well,
can come
saying.
Back and win the next three games.
They could.
And they probably
they,
will.
They might.
See, you don't believe the Dodgers are good. I think they're the best team in baseball next to the Nationals.
I think that they are
they've
quite...
They've got the most talent. They've got a great coaching staff. They've got the best pitchers. It was just the numbers bear it out. They have got the most talented team in baseball, except maybe the Washington Nationals.
And they've lost both series they've played to the Rockies this year.
Okay.
I mean, what do you want me to say? They've lost both series they played to the Rockies this year.
But that was early on when the Dodgers were kind of losing to everybody.
No, they've got more. It was
early on when the Dodgers were kind of losing
Clayton
to everybody.
Clayton Kershaw, all right, beat the Rockies once. Mm-hmm. And then the other time, the Rockies went back-to-back against him for the first time in his career, knocked him out and beat him.
Okay, great.
The Rockies have beaten Madison Baumgartner this year. Multiple home runs, I mean, made him look foolish.
Do I need to look up the really crappy pitchers the Rockies have lost to so far
well,
this
just,
year?
Just say the Padres.
Yeah, they've beaten these great pitchers. But then they turn right around and lose to the Padres.
Okay, this is a symptom of Colorado sports.
No.
Yes.
This is a
yes.
symptom of a history that the Rockies have. Of folding
no, this goes
about halfway
way
through.
Deeper than Rockies.
No.
Yes.
When it comes to the Broncos, I don't have this kind bitter. Of realistic.
No, there's a. There, no,
I'm not bitter about the Broncos.
No, particularly before they won another Super Bowl. But they were there. There's bitterness that surrounds Colorado sports teams because people are always the one problem I always have had with Colorado sports fans is that they are
realistic.
No, pessimistic.
Yeah, we're realistic.
Pessimistic.
Is it pessimistic to say the Nuggets will never, ever win a world championship?
Yes.
That's realistic. That's not pessimism. That is realism.
That is pessimistic.
No. That is the
pessimistic.
Truth. Pessimistic.
No, it's not the truth.
It is. You're telling me that you honest to God believe the Denver freaking Nuggets have a realistic chance to ever win an NBA championship in our lifetime.
I believe that their chances of winning an NBA title are as good as or greater than them never winning one. And I'm not going to sit here and say that they will never, ever do that.
Oh, I will. I will tell you
I know,
right
because
now.
You're a grumpy-ass pessimistic.
No, I'm a realistic fan.
Pessimist.
The NBA will never, ever, 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 ever allow the Nuggets to win a championship.
Allow.
Yeah. No, they
I
won't.
Was talking with those – so we met these cricket guys, and we'll talk cricket later, but we were talking about these cricket guys, and I was telling them that the joke is that the NBA is crooked, but, I mean – and they's like, it can't be true.
It is.
I'm like, talk to anybody. And that bears it out. I don't believe that they're that crooked.
Oh, absolutely. I firmly believe that the NBA played a role in keeping the Oklahoma City Thunder from going to the World Championship last year. I absolutely believe that. Oklahoma City is one of those small market. They only allow a couple of small market
teams. They call
teams.
Me crazy.
The NBA only allows a couple of small market teams to truly have a chance.
What are you? Really?
San Antonio? Oklahoma City. But now there's no more Oklahoma City. Golden State is not a small market team. And while Cleveland is a small market team, they have the biggest fraud superstar, on the planet. So he by himself is a draw. You're never going to get a superstar here in Denver. Never. Not to stay, just like Oklahoma City. KD was going to leave, and guess what? In 2 years, guess who also is leaving Oklahoma City to go back to the Lakers?
I hate
Russell
to point
Westbrook.
This out to you, but Carmelo Anthony did in fact stay.
And then what did he do?
Well, he left after, but he was here 9 years,
Seven years. He's here 7 years.
Okay, whatever.
Two contracts, 7 years, and he was gone. And that's the most you're going to get out of a superstar. So unless you're already really good, and then you get a superstar, and you happen to win within that seven-year time frame, you're screwed as a small
this
market.
Is the problem with Colorado sports fans.
It's because, not just Colorado. Minnesota.
No.
Oklahoma
no,
City.
No, it's different.
Nashville.
No,
all
different.
Of these small market
no,
teams
different.
Are never going to win an NBA championship. It's never going to happen. That's realistic.
No, but like the Colorado fan just expects that he's Eeyore. Eeyore from the dang Winnie the Pooh. Listen, Eeyore.
I can go watch the games and enjoy
Big
them.
Big Fuzzy or?
But still understand that it's pure entertainment.
No, the Rockies are not.
That it's just entertainment. That there's that all you just enjoy it for what it is in the moment because you're not. Now I believe the Rockies can win a World Series and maybe it's this year, but they need to prove it to me. They need to prove that they can. It'd be nice just to win the National League West for once in their 26-year history. Hey guys, maybe you want to win a National League West pennant. Just once? That'd be nice. That'd be good. I'd like that. If they win the National League West this year, I don't care if they go to the World Series. It would be nice to just see a National League West pennant, which they've never done.
You've been into the ether again, man.
No, but I did have a
few. Stop sniffing ether.
I did have a few strongbows.
Oh, well, that explains it, man. It's two strongbows, and you're just like.
Here come the Dodgers. Right on cue. 10-1. They're coming back.
Oh, no. Somebody find my tail.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.